This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. Thursday. Mm-hmm. And we are so glad that you're with us today.
Okay, everybody. We want to know, what makes you obey God? And that's the word, the operative word here that we're emphasizing is makes.
That's right.
What makes you obey God?
Well, in John 14:23, it says this. Jesus replied, "All who love me will do what I say. My Father will love them, and we will come and make our home with each of them."
So, we want to go back to the word makes. Do you obey God because you're trying to do the right thing? Is that what makes you obey Him? Do you obey God because you think, you know what, I can hang on to this, or I can get that or obtain that? Is that your motive for obeying God? Because typically, if that's why you obey God, it is impossible for you to obey Him out of love, which is what the scripture that you read was talking about. God wants us to obey Him because we love Him. You know, do you really want someone like your boys to obey you because you made them?
No.
Do you want them to obey you when they were little because they loved you and they
respect
had
you.
A reverent respect mm-hmm. for you? Yeah, because if we're made to do something, what, that just hardens your heart. You know, mm-hmm. God said in His Word, if you love me, you will obey me. And so that obeying God because someone's you feel like you have to, or it's out of tradition, makes, like we already mentioned, genuinely loving Him impossible. It becomes a humbling choice. And that's what He wants from us. He gives us choice. And we've talked about this before. Anybody listening that's come from a religious background like you and I did, a lot of works-oriented thinking,
mm-hmm.
The whole work of the Holy Spirit and the whole issue of our heart, you know, didn't even play into it. It was because that's what everybody else did, what we knew we were taught, or we followed tradition. Because that's what it's about, and that's when it will change. And then obeying Him is a privilege.
Yeah.
Obeying Him is just, it's so natural. Because you love Him, and because you trust Him, and anything that He chooses to provide is just icing on the cake. You know?
Yeah.
But I don't want anybody to be made to love me. I don't want anybody to have been, if I had children, be made to obey me
mm-hmm.
without absent of love. It's a horrible, horrible way to feel and to think.
Yeah.
And the motive behind it is wrong. But if you've been in love before, it's just like being in love. It's mm-hmm. that giddy, I can't wait to spend time with this person. You know, that's all you think about. All you want to do is please them. You just want to get to know them and spend more time with them. That's when it changed for me. You know, and that happened to me when I was suddenly single after having been married for so long. And there were times when, you know, I mean, I had so many different things I went to. And I see that in a lot of our single friends, to stay busy. And all of it was good. But a lot of times my motive might have been just because I didn't want to view the families and view the couples, especially on the holidays. But when I got beyond that self-pity part of myself and accepted my singleness, there were times I just wanted to not go to a lot of the things I was invited to and just spend time with the Lord. He was my Friday night date. So you know what? I was totally fine with it.
Yeah.
Totally fine with it. And of course, then, you know, you and I met, and the rest is history. It's not, wasn't, we weren't talking about anything romantic. But if this is new to you too, we want you to understand that that's what it's like. That is exactly what it's like.
It is, you know, and you know, like in like in the workplace, you know, I always tell people that I work with, that I train and what have you, you know, I mean, if you tell someone to do something, you're making them do it. But if you ask them, you're giving them a choice, you know, and you always want someone to make, you know, to choose to want to do that because they have that ability to do so.
Right.
But if you're telling them something, I mean, you're making them, and people don't respond well to that.
No.
I know I don't.
Well, nowadays, nobody wants to be told what to do anyway.
You know, so God is not telling us what to do. And when you read the Bible, if you haven't read the Bible from Genesis to Revelations, we encourage you to do that. Because God never tells you to do anything. Now, you're going to see consequences when you don't do things and you don't make the right choice. But God always gives us the choice. Hey, I'm giving you a guideline here how to live your life. You can do it, or you don't have to.
Right.
If you do it, I'm going to be with you. If you don't, I have no choice not to. And so that's what making, you know, making us obey, really what we're talking about here. But one great thing in the scripture that we read was one thing that is great about making something happen is what Jesus said. My Father will love them, and we will come and make our home with each of them.
Yeah, that's a different make.
It's a different make, but still it's make, okay? But, you know, in other words, if we choose to accept Jesus' love, then He and the Father will make their home with us, okay? So that's another twist on make, you know? It's not the make that we're talking about.
We're talking about force.
We're talking about force.
Unwillful.
And
I've
so,
got to.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
And this make is, hey, they made the choice. And now we're gonna. In other words, we're going to move in with them.
Into your heart.
And into the Holy Spirit. We're going to move the Holy Spirit into them. And they know, will know that we're with them at all times. That's awesome. You know? But you have to, you know, God, you have to choose. What are you going to do? Are you going to obey Him? Or are you not? Right, honey?
Yeah, but with God, it's always about from a sincere heart.
That's right.
He, you know, it's like we said earlier, nobody wants to be, no one wants to receive love from anyone that's forced, because you know what? It's not love.
Right.
It's a work. It's a work.
That's right, like you were saying so many times, you know, because of our religious beliefs or whatever it may be, and we're definitely not judging anybody. But a lot of times it's a works type deal to where, you know, hey, you're
trying to do things to get Him to love us.
You got
to
make yourself do this. You got to make yourself do this.
Or He won't love you.
Or He's not going to love me. Oh, Lord, I'm going to lose my salvation, you know. I got to make myself do this at this time. You know what? He wants it to be a free choice.
That's exactly right.
He wants to be with you 24 hours a day. And because of His grace, you are saved. There's nothing that you can make yourself do that's going to make Him love you anymore.
That's right. Or less.
Yeah, or less. He loves you. You know, what is that scripture, honey, in 1 John 4:19? We love because He first loved us. That's grace. That's mercy. Because of the choice you've made. Well, you know what, honey? I mean, like, what did you just say a few minutes ago? From a sincere heart, right?
That's what the Bible says in Romans.
From a sincere heart. I mean, do you want to make that choice today? We pray you do. Do you want to know that you don't have to be made to do anything? That because of His love, you'll choose every day to want to obey Him and be better? Then we pray that you pray this from a sincere heart, this prayer of salvation. We'll go ahead and read. We want, Teresa, I want you to read that. That looks really good. What does that say?
Okay, well, it says, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved."
That's Romans 10:10. That's what we're talking about
here.
They're
not just words. They're from your heart.
Well, we'd love for you to make that decision today to give your heart from, you know, to confess, you know, that you want Jesus in your life from your sincere heart. And maybe you think you had in the past and you're realizing today you haven't. Well, today's the day.
And that way you'll start realizing that you don't have to be made to do anything. It's a choice. And once you give your life to Him, man, that's what you want to do. Mm-hmm. You know, because He loves you so much. That's what changed my life. It wasn't the fact how much I love Him. It's when I came to the realization of how much He loves me. Mm-hmm. So if you would please pray this prayer with us. Lord Jesus, please come into my life. Lord, I know You died on the cross, You were buried, You rose on the third day, and because of the cross, You say my sins are forgiven. If I ask You to forgive me of my sins, Lord, please forgive me of my sins. Lord, I want to, right now, to make a choice to obey You because of how much You love me. In Jesus' name, amen. Mm. Thank you so much. And we'd love for you to email us at info@livingitup.org. Let us know that you prayed that prayer of salvation. And today's Thursday.
It is. Well, we look forward to talking to you tomorrow on Friday. And we want you to think about what we talked about. What makes you obey God? Mm. We hope there's no making involved. We hope that you obey Him from a sincere heart that truly loves Him. Until we talk to you tomorrow on Friday, keep living it up.
While we gain again.